Lake Effect continues. I'm Mitch Teich. We're going to continue our conversation about the role of arts and culture in developing the regional economy. We've talked about how institutions in Racine and Kenosha are trying to leverage the interest and support of their local communities while also reaching out to audiences in places like Chicago and Milwaukee. But as Milwaukee's southern suburbs continue to grow, there is also an increasing demand for arts opportunities within the suburban environment. Enter the South Milwaukee Performing Arts Center. The organization shares a stage with South Milwaukee High School. This fall, it will launch its seventh season with an ambitious lineup of performances. Chad Pihutsky is the director of the South Milwaukee Performing Arts Center, and he joins us now to talk about the effort to maintain a distinctive identity while fitting into the broader arts community. Welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Where do you feel you fit in the context of the broader performing arts community in this region? Where does the South Milwaukee Performing Arts Center see itself?
The South Milwaukee Performing Arts Center is I would see it as a growing entity. I think it's still in its youth. We've been around for about 7 years, and in the broader picture of the region, I feel like we could really become the landmark performing arts center for the South Shore and even the kind of southern tip of this region here. So,
do you feel like you have more in common with other suburban venues, whether it's like the Sharon Lynn Wilson Center or centers up north towards Cedarburg?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, when I look at the context of this region and what's out there for performing arts centers, I see us as the southern satellite, per se, to the hub of downtown, which is the Marcus Center and all the other venues down here, the Pabst and Turner Hall and whatnot. But I see us as becoming that entity in the southern part of the region. We're not quite there yet. You know, the Sharon Lynn Wilson Center is doing great things. They have a huge, huge series, and we're not there yet.
Do you feel, is there a distinct audience you try to serve? Are there people who are being missed otherwise that makes this almost mandates the existence of something on the South Shore?
You know, I don't know if it's a specific audience as much as it's just a geographic area. We see a lot of people come to our PAC from the South, you know, from South Milwaukee, of course, from Oak Creek, Cudahy, Franklin, and even draw some from Racine and Kenosha. I think it's, you know, there's plenty of what we do around there, but they just like it because it's close and it's really convenient for them. But finding that sort of niche audience is still something I'm looking at doing. You know, is there something out there that we could be doing? Is it some sort of more folk-related, you know, entertainment? Is it jazz? Is it blues? Is it avant-garde dance? You know, which I doubt it's that. But, you know, what is it that, you know, will really respond and connect well with the people of that area?
So to this point, the programming choices aren't necessarily reflected in the specific audience that you're serving.
No, we're programming more of upcoming season. We're doing a real eclectic series, anywhere from we have a slam poet to the ballet, to the opera, to blues artists, to flamenco dance. So we're really reaching out and trying to be as diverse as possible. And I think that's more of our mission, is to be extremely diverse.
Is there a certain level of accessibility? We were talking about the Sharon Lynn Wilson Center, and that is sort of in the middle of a pretty affluent part of the Milwaukee area. And there are obviously parts to the south that are affluent as well, but say the near south side is not necessarily as well off financially as you would find in some place like Brookfield.
And I think that's part of our mission too, is that we're not in an extremely affluent part of the region, but there is, you know, so to speak, there is some money there to help support it. But we've kind of been branding ourselves as kind of the people's theater, where you can come in and you can get a $25 ticket, and people comment on that all the time, where they're getting this world-class entertainment. It's not the entertainment is any less valuable. We're still doing shows that, you know, can be put on at the Sharon Lynn Wilson Center, can be put on, say, downtown, and bring them that world-class talent. But our ticket structure, our ticket prices are affordable. We even have to go so far as, you know, we even have a deal set up with a school district, since we're in the school, where families on the free and reduced lunch program get an extremely reduced ticket. So we really want to be as accessible across the board as possible.
What do you see as the biggest challenge of doing what you do where you're doing it? Is it simply in raising the flag up and saying, hey, we're here?
I think that's one of the first challenges that I faced, because before I saw the job opening, I started about a year ago, I didn't know it existed. And I worked just a few blocks up, you know, at the PAC for UPath, and I didn't know it existed. kind of heard things here and there, but didn't really know what it's about. So I think that's the main thing, is just getting out there and continuing to tell our story. The other thing is the association that we have as a, you know, a school auditorium. You know, that's physically how we're set up, and a third of our programming is, you know, we are the school's auditorium. So the high school, the grade school, the middle school, the elementary schools are all in there. So trying to tell the story of our different performances that we have in there is the other thing, is saying, you know, some people ask, we had a Cirque La Masque show that came in, and this is, you know, world-class circus performers. And somebody called and said, is this the high school kids? Where did they learn how to do this? You know, I said, well, no, this is more international than it is from our high school. So that's the other part, is, you know, letting people know that we're not just a high school auditorium.
Well, and I mean, does that present a scheduling challenge as well, when you have to have a certain amount of access to the facility for its educational mission?
It's not as much of a challenge anymore, I think, because we have a good template. You know, the music department, you know, we already have next year's set, and they know generally when their concerts are going to be. So we know when we have open dates, and we've been balancing, and they're accommodating, but that's the first priority, is scheduling that. And then we kind of book things around it with our season, and then of course we have rental dates. So there's some dates still open, but to be honest, we've been filling up quickly. You know, for example, this summer we have, I think, three full weekends off, and the rest of the summer we're just booked with rental events and school events.
Well, and how has it been in terms of audience sizes? I don't even know how large the theater actually is.
It's a 786 seat theater, and audience sizes have been incredible. This past series, our performing arts series, saw the highest attendance in the 7 years that we've done a series. So that's about 6,000 people for 10 shows. So you're seeing audience sizes anywhere from 400 to, you know, a sellout of 786. The nice thing that I love about our theater is that the center section seats about 420, and you fill up that 400 there, and everyone thinks it's packed, and you're almost you're a little bit over, you know, 50%. So it's nice in that regard. But, you know, we do over 21,000, 22,000 tickets in a year. So we have some good traffic from. Most of the attendance, about half of that, comes from our rental events.
You have only personally been with the South Milwaukee Performing Arts Center for as you say, about a year. Mm-hmm. Can you talk, though, about how it has evolved in the 7 years since it was founded?
Sure. I think the evolution was – there's a lot going on in my mind about this evolution, because I've been talking with some of the – different alumni and some of the, you know, teachers and whatnot about the history of South Milwaukee, and especially their music program there. It still is a great program and has this very rich tradition. And there was a lot of pride around it. And I think that was kind of the foundation of what allowed for this amazing facility to be built inside of a school. And I think at first it really served as a school auditorium and had some, you know, some rental events going on and some programming, but, you know, as in any organization, you have to grow your patron base. And we've been growing and growing and seeing our numbers increase every year, you know, our subscribers and our attendance. And I think even in just the number of events that we have going on there has continued to grow to now where we're operating essentially 300 days a year with an event or three in the space. So,
how would you characterize your relationship with the other parts of the artistic community, either in Milwaukee itself or to the south? Are you in competition with the Marcus Centers of the world, or do you serve some other?
I don't think we are, because the marketing director, Heidi Lofi from the Marcus Center, is now on our board. So I don't think they've, you know, recommended her to help us out, and she's been a great asset. She just joined a few months ago and has been a great asset, and just in, you know, best practices for a performing arts center. And I don't really think we're, you know, of course we're always competing for those arts supporters, but I think there's enough of a break in our schedules. And when we're only doing 10 shows a year, you know, we're not, some nights may double up, but we're not doing a Broadway series. We're not doing, you know, a jazz series per se, like the Sherilyn Wilson Center is. So My feeling has been the more we can collaborate and partner and, you know, cross-promote, the better we're going to serve our audience, because somebody at the Marcos Center may not know that we're doing, you know, Flamenco Vivo next year and may really want to experience it and come out on, you know, in February to see it, and to say that we're, you know, going to be direct competitors and hold our list dear to our hearts and not work on working with each other. I mean, and the other point is we're promoting the Marcos Center. Our audience loves the – they have this sort of Marcos Center access they do, or discounted tickets for Broadway shows, and we put it out to our list, and a lot of our patrons love going downtown for those shows, and they see a high return rate on that. So I think it's to our advantage, especially being a smaller organization and starting out, that we need to collaborate and kind of get that stamp of approval from the bigger guys in town, the more established, you know, Marcos Center, the Symphony and the Ballet. And one of the other things we're doing is we're programming. We're bringing the Florentine Opera. We're bringing the Milwaukee Ballet. The Symphony rents the space, so we bring the big three down there to kind of say, hey, we've got the same quality.
I should, before I let you go, ask, you have a new logo.
Yes.
It's just about brand new, I guess.
Yeah, we just released a new logo in April, and it's part of this, you know, as we grow as a more regional organization, we wanted to reflect the changes that we've made and the progress we've made. So our new logo is out there and on our website, and we hope you all enjoy it.
Well, Chad Pihatsky, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Mitch.
Chad Pihatsky is the director of the South Milwaukee Performing Arts Center. The center holds performances at an auditorium it shares with South Milwaukee High School on 15th Avenue. He spoke with us as part of Project Milwaukee Southern Connections. You can hear all of the interviews and feature stories from the series at wuwm.com/Project Milwaukee. Another quick break now, and then we'll meet a cultural institution in her own right, author Rita Mae Brown. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.